Well, I like that story about the priest who was walking down the streets of New York City, and all of a sudden he heard the words, "Give me all your money," and he felt a gun in his back. And the robber said, "Turn around slowly and hand me your wallet." So the priest turned around very slowly to give the man the wallet, and the robber realized it was a Catholic priest. He says, "Oh, Father, I couldn't steal from you. I couldn't take your wallet." Oh, the priest was so relieved, but his nerves were badly shaken. So he took out a pack of cigarettes and lit up a cigarette to calm his nerves and offered one to the robber. He said, "Would you like one?" The robber said, "No, thanks, Father. I gave up smoking for Lent." That particular kind of attitude is what the Lord is condemning in today's gospel. It's a very interesting gospel because the Lord is talking about the scribes and the Pharisees who had added 600 laws to 600 human traditions, 600 human laws, and they added that on top of God's law, which is the Ten Commandments. So God on Mount Sinai gave us the Ten Commandments. The first four having to do with, first three having to do with love of God, the next seven having to do with love of others. Those are the Ten Commandments. That's how we show our love of God and our love of neighbor, is by living out those Ten Commandments. And that is the heart of God's message in the Old Testament. But over the course of many centuries, the scribes and the Pharisees had added countless other human traditions, 600 plus, and these had to do with dietary laws, what you could eat, what you cannot eat, not eating pork, not eating this, not eating that, ceremonial hand washings, every time you went to the marketplace and maybe touched something that was from the Gentiles or from the pagans, you had to purify your hands and do all sorts of ceremonial hand washings. If you bumped into a Gentile in the marketplace, you had to come back and do ceremonial washings as well. And so they had all these additional things of how to purify cups and jugs and kettles and all sorts of things. And it became a very heavy burden, a very heavy yoke of the old law. And because of that, the Lord said that the scribes and Pharisees were focusing so much on these external ceremonial hand washings, dietary laws, and external things, is that they began thinking that that's what made a person holy, that holiness was obeying these 600 man-made laws. And if you did all these things, well, then you were righteous and holy in the eyes of God. But the Lord says, no, holiness is primarily internal. It's your love of God and your love of neighbor. That's what holiness is. Holiness comes from within, Jesus says. He says, don't be like a hypocrite who honors me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. See, God wants our heart. If you read the different apparitions of the Blessed Mother always says, pray with the heart. Don't just give God lip service, but really pray with the heart. And I just finished reading the biography of Pope Francis called The Great Reformer. It's 450 pages, but I wanted to read it before the Pope came to town in a couple weeks. But it's an amazing book because you really see that this is what Pope Francis has been trying to remind us of, getting back to the basics. Love of God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love of others, to truly try to focus on these basics of our faith. And if you read about him as a young priest, as a young bishop, and then as a pope, he's always trying to remind us to get back to the heart of the gospel, the heart of the gospel message, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so in today's gospel, Jesus is criticizing the scribes and Pharisees for giving God lip service, but their heart is far from him. They were teaching his doctrines mere human precepts. He says you disregard God's commandment and focus on these human traditions, these additional 600 laws that they had added. But then the Lord now tells us how to grow in true holiness, that true holiness comes from within, not from without. A person does not become unclean in the eyes of God by what they eat or not eat, or by the ceremonial hand washings that they do or don't do. But Jesus says, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile. And then the Lord then gives us a whole litany of evil deeds that begin first in the mind and in the heart of the person. And he talks about how evil thoughts grow from the heart. Impurity, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, envy, whatever it might be, whatever sin that there is, it first begins in the mind and heart. As someone once wrote, when you sow a thought, you reap an action. When you sow an action, you reap a habit. When you sow a habit, you reap a character. When you sow a character, you reap a destiny. So this is how it all begins. Holiness begins inside. It begins in the mind and in the heart. Of keeping our thoughts good and holy, then our words and our actions will also become good and holy. Anybody that robs a bank doesn't just walk in and rob a bank. It begins with the thought of robbing a bank. And then that thought begins to germinate. That thought begins to grow. And eventually, it becomes a reality. Somebody who commits a murder or commits adultery, every sin begins with the mind and the heart and the thought. That little thought becomes a seed that then grows into words and actions. The great Father Faber, who wrote an amazing book called Spiritual Conferences, talks about this as well. He has, in this book, Spiritual Conferences, Father Faber begins by talking about, for example, kindness. And he says that kindness always begins with thoughts. So he has a whole chapter on kind thoughts. The next chapter is kind words. The next chapter is kind actions. And again, it all goes back to your thoughts. If your thoughts are good and holy, your life will be good and holy. If your thoughts are wicked, evil, sinful, impure, then your life moves in the direction of our thoughts. And this is found all throughout the Bible and in the great philosophers of the last 2,000 years. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A few hundred years later, Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher, said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, a man is what he thinks about all day long. In more recent times, Earl Nightingale says, we become what we think about. That our thoughts do grow into words and actions, either for good or for evil. Mother Teresa had good, holy thoughts about loving God and serving the poor. And then these grew into reality, into words and actions. Anybody who really thinks about it realizes that our words are like seeds. Good words produce good fruit in our life. Evil thoughts produce evil actions ultimately. So we all move in the direction of our thoughts. As one author said, our mind is like a garden. The thoughts are the seeds that we sow. And so Jesus says that it's from within a person that evil thoughts come. Evil actions flow from evil thoughts. And so what we should realize from today's gospel, the main thing we should take from it, is what is true holiness and where does it come from? It does not come from what the scribes and the Pharisees thought of these external human traditions, of the 600 additional laws of dietary and ceremonial hand washings. That is not what makes a person holy in the eyes of God. What makes a person holy is God's grace that operates in their life through faith, hope, and love, by loving God and loving neighbor. And it all begins in our thoughts. So what we should remember from today is that we can't control other things. You can't control the weather, but you can control your thoughts. You can't control other people, but you can control your thoughts. And if you keep your thoughts good and holy, then your life will move in the direction of goodness and holiness. Anybody who has begun to commit sin, they have to go back to the thoughts. It's because of their thoughts that they have moved in that direction. So don't forget that one saying, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an action and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. Ultimately, that destiny will be either heaven or hell, but it all begins with what starts in the mind and heart and thoughts of a person.